That's the surf rock theme song from the 1994 movie Pulp Fiction. The song was a hit then and a hit when it was originally released by Dick Dale and the Deltones in 1962. And this is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Every poll points to Olivia Chow as Toronto's next mayor. And with just days to go before we vote, who else has a chance? This might surprise you. According to new numbers, 8% of decided voters say they will be choosing someone outside the top contenders. Our focus in recent weeks has been long shot candidates, including some who come with impressive credentials, including our guest, former Liberal MP and Toronto mayoral candidate, Selena Caesar-Chavan. Welcome to the show, Selena.
Thank you so much for having me, Sam and Jane.
Selena, you're as qualified as any of the top contenders for Toronto's mayor. It was a similar situation for former Toronto City Councillor Rob Davis, who we spoke with earlier this week. He made his long shot pitch for mayor and then a few hours later endorsed Anthony Fury. We're wondering, are you planning to drop out to endorse any of your fellow candidates?
No, you know, I'm in this for the long haul and, you know, I'm looking at the polls as well, but I also know from past experience as an elected official that polls do not win elections. You still got to be at the door. So I'm at the door every day, you know, thousands a day, and hopefully the tide could turn, or at least have people interrogate the candidates that whoever ends up being mayor with their policy and what they choose to do.
You want to create a sustainable and thriving city. I read that on your website, and I've heard you say that in your conversations. Toronto needs help. Like, we are dealing with a serious homelessness issue. Transit, safety, security, and debt, they're weighing pretty heavily on our great city right now. So where do you even begin?
So we will continue to be talking about transit, safety, security, debt, as long as we do not have sustainable, predictable funding for social assistance and social housing. And remember, a few years ago, the downloading of those two huge portfolios onto the municipalities exclusively in Toronto, in Ontario, didn't come with an adequate funding formula. So carving out a funding formula from our federal and provincial counterparts specifically earmarked for social assistance and social housing will not only help provide sustainable, predictable funding for those two sources, but it'll also help Toronto run the way a big city should run, and which is not currently happening, and we really don't see in a lot of the top candidates in their plan.
Now, you decided to leave Parliament Hill. That was your decision to step down as an MP. What about being Toronto's mayor is so intriguing for you?
So leaving politics was a painful experience at the federal level. And I think for me, the 4 years that I took to heal from that experience also coincided with the pandemic. And the juxtaposition between people saying, you know, Selena, government doesn't move fast, and then seeing how quickly it could move when, you know, there is urgency and a sense of purpose and urgency is why I want to be the mayor of Toronto at this point. With a looming debt, Toronto has fallen off this financial cliff. We really need to run Toronto the way big cities across North America are run and ensure that we have sustainable funding for some of our big issues like social assistance and social housing.
When you entered the race, there were 31 other candidates. I went and looked back at some of the stories about you. There are 102 on the ballot. I feel like some really qualified people, yourself included, have become lost in the numbers. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, and that's the challenge, right? That's the challenge. It's a good thing that our democracy and our ability to participate in our democracy has such low barriers to entry that it's a very equitable process. But at the same time, without some kind of ranked ballot or some kind of form to sort of weed out some of the other, you know, 80 or 90 individuals, we have a lot of people creating this noise that we can't break through. And so polling is the only thing that really has been working, which is unfortunate because it seems like, you know, the polling, which is never really 100% accurate, has hijacked the system and therefore hijacked the media attention to some individuals. And there's some really good ideas out there. And I'm not ashamed to say, you know, Chloe Brown has some great ideas. I have some great ideas. Others have really great ideas that are just not resonating past the surface. And I fear that Toronto is not going to have that visionary mayor that's going to tackle these tough issues within the next couple of years that need to be tackled. That's the unfortunate part.
Selena, real quick, if this run for the mayorship of Toronto doesn't work out, what's next for you?
You know what? I'm working on my PhD right now. I will go back to doing that full time and focus on my neuroscience academics. So I think it'll be okay, but I really want this mayoral thing to work out.
Long shot mayoral candidate, Selena Caesar-Chavan. Thank you, Selena.
Thank you for having me.